Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
We're going strong. We are going... Testing, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, drip, drip.
Oh, drip, drip, drip.
Drip, drip, drip.
Welcome to, that's the thing, that's if you want to hashtag drip, drip, or just like when you see us, you could be like, hey, drip, drip, that's what we know. Oh, you listen to our podcast.
Yeah, drip, drip.
Because we were trying to come up with something like the bonfire, Big J and Dan Soder, they say.
What do they say?
Crackle, crackle.
That's
gay.
Do you
know why? Do you know why they say crackle, crackle?
Why?
Because their show is called The Bonfire.
Oh, crackle, crackle. Why is it called The Bonfire to begin with?
You know, people hanging out around a bonfire just talking.
No, they're in a studio, though.
I know. Literally, they're not at a bonfire.
I know. It doesn't even resemble a bonfire.
They do have low lighting in there.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I'm going
to be on the show on Monday.
Whoa, lucky you.
Really moving up in the charts, baby.
Lucky you. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me, the podcast, not the radio show, done out of our dining room.
A lot of people when I was in LA said they listened to the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
And it's humiliating.
Let's get some plugs out and then we'll move on and then we'll do some more plugs and then move on.
You know what I would like to one day be?
What, rich?
Rich enough that we don't have to do plugs.
Or a podcast.
Oh yeah, that part too.
That would be if we were.
Because what if someone famous listened and then we met them and they'd be like, "Oh my god,
what?
I listen to your podcast that you do in your kitchen. Your dining room table."
Yeah. So where else do people do them? I know people that do it in the garage. One person.
Excuse me. No, I'm just mean. But we're embarrassing.
Yeah, we are. This Friday and Saturday, Friday night, Saturday night, I will be in NJ, New Jersey, at a comedy shop.
It can't be that hard to say.
I said it.
Even NJ you were having trouble with.
No.
Do you have gum in your
mouth?
New
Jersey, the comedy shop. Go to their website. How do
you
spell
it? Can you do it without doing that to your neck?
Comedy shop.
No,
without
you can't.
Yes, I did.
You weren't like that still.
Comedy shop.
It's still
no, I didn't. Comedy shop. Look at that. And I didn't slur on it because I took my time.
Comedy shop. It's so easy for me. I feel bad.
OPPE. Friday and Saturday. Next Tuesday, we're doing a live My Wife Hates Me. Where is it at?
The Village Underground.
Yeah, our favorite and our only place so far in New York where we do live podcasts.
Is that the only place we've done it?
In New York.
Oh.
Excuse me. We have a lot of special guests. It's going to be great. Next week, Tuesday, the 7th. I said the 6th, didn't I?
It's Tuesday, June 7th.
7th. Get your tickets at the Comedy Cellar website. Go to Village
I'm gonna
Underground.
Wear... You know,
7th.
I'm going to wear like a dress.
I'm
like
wearing a suit and a tie.
I'm wearing like a fancy dress.
I'm going to wear a tux.
No, you're not. But you should wear a suit.
Why?
Because it's like, I don't want to give away the theme of the show, but.
I'm not wearing a suit. I'm Rich Voss. I don't wear a suit.
But here's some of the people on the show. Big J, Dan Soder, Pete Lee, who's on one of our other shows and was fantastic. Ari Shaffir, I just did his show in LA for Comedy Central. This Isn't Happening. It's a storytelling show. Mm-hmm. Pretty fun. My episode was with Doug Stanhope. Who else? Dave Smith.
Oh.
One of my favorites.
And some females.
Marina Franklin, Emily Tarver. Anya Marina and Carmen Lynch. This is a big, big show.
No.
It might be too big.
We're not even going to tell you the theme, but it's the last one went great. We thank the supporters for coming. Every live show we've done there has gone great.
Right, and this one might go terrible. But I always say...
Why would you say that? What the... Why would you say this would go terrible?
No, I didn't say it will. I said it might. You know, you don't know what's going to happen.
No, it's not going to go terrible because there's too much talent on it.
I'm just saying, even if it's a train wreck, it still could be fun to be in the audience.
Why? You are the most negative. I can't believe how mad I am.
Are you really?
Yes. Who would? Because we're trying to sell tickets. And you would. Who would say that? Hey, look, you don't want to come see me this Friday or Saturday.
No,
stay
I didn't
home.
Say that. I said you'd still want to come.
Oh, okay.
When I do stand-up, you never know how it's going to go. But it still would be fun. You don't get very often to see somebody really bomb in real life.
Well, our live...
You don't see it on TV. You got to go to a club.
Our live shows have never bombed. And I heard a guy bombed. There's been bombs on TV. Comics have bombed. I had a tough time when I did Keenan.
Why would you say that?
Because that's
you
true.
You did Keenan.
That's true. Anyhow, look, that's next Tuesday, the 7th of the 6th month. Come to the Village Underground. It's going to sell out. Get your tickets. Go online. It's $10. It's only
$10.
Yeah, why don't we, you know, we got to raise our price. To,
for
we got to raise
kind
it to
talent.
Yeah, we got to raise it to 75.
Ridiculous.
We got to raise it to 75 or 80, but it's only $10.
Dan was telling me what he was going to do last night. It was or Tuesday night. It was so funny.
I was sitting right there.
Wasn't it funny?
Yes. Well, the way your hair is and face is, you look like you're ready to get like you're going to get made up to do a play or something. Like you're getting ready.
Like this is my before.
Yeah. And they're going to put on a wig.
Right.
And, you know, makeup.
Yeah.
And all your prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like you're getting ready to do.
Thank you.
Anyhow,
that's
so,
quite a visual
here's
for
the
our
last
listeners.
Thing. Here's the last thing. If you're going to Amazon and you're going to buy, and some people already told me they have, so thank you. Amazon.richvoss.com. If you're going to buy from Amazon, do amazon.richvoss.com, VOS. Thank you. That will maybe help.
Have you seen any, like,
return?
Have you gotten a check yet?
No.
Or?
No, I won't.
You don't know? Like, is it working? Is it...
I don't know. I just know we've been paying for this. We've done this podcast 250 say divided by 4, that's 50, and 12, that's say 62.
You can fast forward to this part.
62 times $20. Nice. So far, we've paid over $1,200 to do this.
Trip.
We paid, you know, because it costs us 20 a month. I'm just going by 4 weeks in a month. 20 a month to do this, or 22, something. I don't even know what service I pay 20 a month to, whatever.
Then maybe not talk about it.
I'm just saying.
Amazon.richvoss.com
might help pay for that. I don't know. Who the fuck cares at this point?
You do, clearly.
No, not after 250. We should have started this a long time ago. And are they doing that thing behind the wall thing where you can go and get it back?
I don't deal with, do you want me to deal with it? I will.
No, I'm going to call Rob and go, why, you know, are they not telling me any of this?
Well, I don't know. Sorry.
Don't tell them what? That you're picking your nose?
No, I didn't stop this.
What are you shaking your head for? All right, anyhow, let's get started. How was your trip to L.A.?
It was really fun. I don't know how to talk about it.
Why?
Well, because there was a lot of, like, drinking, and my friends were drunk. My one friend got really drunk and then couldn't drive her car, and then she said that I left her at the Comedy Store. But she was sitting in her car in the parking lot. Like, not the Comedy Store parking lot, like, next door to the hotel parking lot. Like, I was going to go walk over there.
All the way up that hill?
Yeah. And
well,
like,
did you call her?
Oh, I texted her many times.
Why didn't she answer her text?
Don't know.
Because she was crashed out in her car.
I think she was crashed out in her car. Then she was like, you left me. I know. So there was, like, a lot of, like,
you know,
those kind of... But the Comedy Store is so crazy. There's... Saturday night when I... I landed Saturday, and then Saturday night I went to the Comedy Store because I had a set there. And it was, like, Doug Stanhope was there. Joe Rogan was there. I watched his set. It was really funny. Mark Maron was there. I watched his set. He was really funny. It was just like everyone was there. It was so many people there.
Who
I
else?
Wish I could remember. Henry Phillips was there. Okay, there's a bar in the back that's just for comedians.
I've been in there. The little
but
one.
But it was packed.
That little one with the couches?
Yeah. Yeah. It was packed with people, like comedians.
If I walked in, everybody would know me.
Well, I would hope so. They're all your peers and stuff.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Who set did you watch, Rogan or Maron?
I watched both of them.
And who else were the other big acts there?
Jeselnik, I watched a bit of him, but he never came to the back bar.
The guy I played golf with today, just some regular person, said he's just Jeselnik's his favorite comic.
Well, he is pretty great.
No, he's funny.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of his.
Yeah. And
he's pretty great.
He's pretty great.
He's pretty good.
No, he's pretty great.
He's good.
Okay.
He's good.
I mean, I'm not allowed to have an opinion now. I got to just, like,
no,
I got to look at
yours.
I got to look at your sheet of, like, good and greats and just, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I put him in the wrong category.
You're saying he's good. Great. I'm saying he's good. Pretty
no,
good.
No, you weren't saying it like that. You were,
yeah,
like, correcting me.
No, I'm not correcting you. You think he's pretty great, and I think he's pretty good. I like him. He's in my top.
Top what? He's a top for you? Yeah, I bet you would like that.
Oh, really? Is that what you were saying? Is that your comeback? He's a top for me?
Yeah, not, that wasn't terrible.
Who else was there? What other big acts?
That was pretty great.
Pretty good. Wasn't great. Pretty good.
I don't know. There's a lot of people there, and it was fun. And
was Chris Rock there?
No.
Louis C.K.?
No.
Did Doug Stanhope
well,
go
that's
up?
The thing. I kept going, like, this is so crazy. New York isn't like this. But then I started thinking, like, no, but I mean, New York is like, you know, we've sat at the table where there's, like, Chris Rock and Louis C.K. and Amy Schumer's in there and stuff. So it would seem like that to, you know, but I don't see these guys all the time, so.
What, did Stanhope go up?
No.
He didn't go on?
No, and people in the audience were yelling for him.
Why didn't he go on?
I don't know. He was there to do This Isn't Happening, which we're taping the next night. And I don't know. He came late and didn't go on.
Good for him.
I don't know. I didn't ask him. He was there with his girlfriend.
He is pretty great.
It's pretty great.
He's pretty great.
He killed.
He didn't go on.
Oh, Doug Stanhope. I thought you meant Joe Rogan.
He's pretty great.
Doug Stanhope's pretty great.
Doug Stanhope's very great.
Yeah. Sticking up for Johnny Depp. It's so weird because if there now it's become like this thing where if you say that your husband
hit you
or whatever, then the whole world just has to automatically believe you or else they're sexist pigs.
But why do they
like,
why do they wait till the divorce and become, why don't the second they get hit scram, you know?
Well, this is the thing I think too. I think there should be like more critical thinking on some of these things. You can't just like, I get like not to shame victims and stuff, you know, but this is a woman who didn't have kids with him. She's rich on her own.
Why? What does she do?
She's an actress and model.
Pretty hot, right?
Very hot. Like,
stupid
incredible.
Hot?
Stupid hot, yeah.
Are you prettier or is she prettier than you?
I'm a little bit prettier than she is, but she's still, like, really pretty.
Okay.
And she's... So she could at any time...
Get up and leave.
Leave. Like, she's not... And I'm not saying that's, like... Oh, everyone should, you know, there's like this psychological component to it all, I guess. But, you know, at some point you got to be like, well, I don't know if I like, it's just like saying like,
well, there's a big,
if there's another, if there's a different kind of abuse that goes on, let's say you're stealing from me and I know you're stealing from me.
Okay. So you're Kathy Griffin.
I'm Kathy Griffin in this scenario.
I'm
no,
the
she
husband.
Didn't know when she found out she kicked him to the curb. But before that, but I'm saying like, what if I knew the whole relationship that you were stealing from me? And then when I went to get a divorce, I said, hey, everyone, my husband has been stealing from me for 2 years. I found out 3 weeks into the marriage and I didn't really do anything about it. You wouldn't feel sorry for that person. You'd be like, well, you should have said something early. You know, you should have gotten out of that relationship earlier.
Or hit you or do something with your money.
Or, you know, well, okay, you're making the analogy hard because you can't hide your... Like, if he goes to hit you, you should have hit.
How about bodyguard? Why didn't she hire a bodyguard?
Against her husband. I'm just saying, like... If you can get out, then
go.
It's sometimes it's not so clear cut on that, like, oh, we should all just now be, you know, calling for Johnny Depp to go to prison because or whatever. I don't know what they're actually calling for because Amber Heard claims that she was hit in the face by a cell phone that he threw.
Oh, the only reason that this is. Really
but she
big
said
news.
It's been going on throughout the entire marriage.
Oh, really? How many cell phones does he have?
But even if he just walked by her too close, that jewelry he wears could really hurt you.
Yeah, the only reason is a big story.
If he like went like that, those bracelets could do a number on you.
Yeah.
It might be unintentional.
You know, people, I don't know. All I know is if his last two movies were blockbusters, nobody would care. His last two movies didn't do that well. And I'm surprised because he was great in the Whitey Bulger movie.
He's always great, just sometimes the movies aren't.
Yeah, it's weird when somebody is so good and the movie might stink.
Well, you need a clear-cut narrative and
a
three-act structure usually works best, I think, in a two-hour movie.
That movie, he did Whitey Bulger, but I read a whole long thing on him. You know, his stock is dropping. Please, he does another pirate movie.
He's got a movie coming out right now.
What is
Alice
it?
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, that's going to be a big hit. I like
is
the one.
Is it Alice in Wonderland? Yeah, I think so. The one where she goes down the, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Alice in Wonderland, she goes down the rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah. I like the one he did, the takeoff of The Wizard of Oz. Oz, it was called Oz.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see it.
Then he did one I liked, Edward Scissorhand.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That was a good
that
one.
That was back when his stock was mighty high.
No, that's when it was just getting. He just came from, like, 21 Jump Street. His stock started getting.
Jack Sparrow?
That's Pirate. That's Pirates of the Caribbean. That's where his stock, boom, took off.
Some people say Caribbean. Some people say Caribbean. Who's to know?
So you were at the Comedy Store. Getting drunk every night in L.A.
Yes, drank too much.
You want to be a single lady. That's what you really want, to get out.
I was with like a ton of friends that I hadn't seen in a long time. And by the way, when I say drank too much, it's like I had one martini with Tom Papa and I was loaded. It's like too much alcohol. Stop picking your nails. So it's not like I'm drinking like 18 drinks in a night. It's like two or three are putting me out.
Two or three? You just said one.
Well, that was one martini, which is, that's, you don't know the drinks. A martini is just almost pure alcohol.
It's not that much alcohol. I've seen them. They're like that.
This one was, I was like, this is like a jar of alcohol.
And then you taped At Midnight with
Jim Norton and Jim Florentine. That was really fun.
And what's his name? Chris
Hardwick.
You're
a really good interviewer. Thank you for doing this.
Was very
Chris
pleasant.
Hardwick.
Very nice.
He was really nice. He's always very nice. He said, please say hello to Rich for me.
He couldn't have said that. I never met him in my life.
Well, he said it. People know we're together.
He said, say hello to Rich.
Yes. Or how's Rich or something about you.
I don't think I've ever met him. I don't think I have.
I was like, can we just make out and not talk about my husband?
Is that what you said?
He's getting married in July.
Yeah, so?
No, I'm just saying.
Why, did you think you had a shot with him?
I thought he might remember our time together.
What, you had a date?
You don't remember? We just talked about this on the last podcast.
It wasn't the last one. The last three have been good. You better step it up on this.
I'm doing as good as I could possibly do. Anytime that we're talking about me, you get so bored and so low energy.
No, it's not that, because
I've
heard
you're just like this.
Can I tell you something? You're telling this to the...
So, let's see. You drank too much.
Can I try to make you realize I heard these stories. You're telling it to the fans. I'm sitting here listening. You're talking to the fans. I've already heard them all.
I don't consider these people fans.
You're talking to the listeners. I heard them. So what am I supposed to do? Because I've heard this story and I'll hear it four more times because you tell stories. Shut up with the grapes.
Jesus.
I know that kid is like, everything she does is loud. Look at her.
Oh my God.
She goes from one end of the house to the other watching her computer. Raina, what are you watching?
Nothing.
Yes, what are you? What?
It's not inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate?
It's not.
Well, what is it?
Appropriate.
It's appropriate? Is that what it's called? Appropriate for Raina?
You're not going into chat rooms. Do they still have chat rooms?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, then how do predators get a hold of these kids if they don't have those kind of rooms?
Well, maybe they do. I guess you can go like on a Minecraft thing and start talking to people.
Remember chat rooms?
I do.
I never did it.
I just would always talk in all caps.
I didn't because I couldn't talk fast enough.
Does anybody want a reading? Oh.
I couldn't type fast enough. My friend used to go into the Christian ones and just start fights with them all.
I know so many people who did that.
Oh, really?
So dumb. Yes.
That's what I do on Grindr. I go on Grindr and I fight
with
the gay people.
You just, hey guys, what you're doing is wrong.
Oh, don't say that. I don't say that. It's not wrong. I go on.
Do you want to make some jokes about being gay? Or why don't you just go do it? Why don't you just go do it and get it over with?
Do what?
Be gay. You want to be so badly.
I don't want to be gay. I'm too tired.
Oh, that's what's stopping you? Just once you have a nap, you're going to go right into it?
So then
once I get my thyroid fixed, I'll be able to do
that's
it.
That's you, not me. You're the one who thinks you have a thyroid disease.
I read it on the internet.
Anything
10
you read.
Symptoms that tell you have a thyroid disease. Check, 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 check.
No. Okay, I bet if you had 10 symptoms that you had multiple personalities.
I don't have ridges in my nails.
That you had multiple personalities, it would be fucking check, check, check. Okay, or if you suffered from depression or anxiety or...
No.
You know,
one of the things like the thing suffering from depression is like you cry all the time. It's like, wouldn't you be able to put that together yourself?
Yeah. Sleeping.
It's like one of the signs of choking is that you can't breathe.
Oh. You did step it up. I'm sorry that I questioned you.
Thank you.
Sleeping is another sign of depression. Drinking.
Uh-oh.
Drinking at the comedy store.
Uh-oh. It was so fun.
How come you didn't do Rogan's podcast when you were there?
I don't know. I didn't ask to do it in advance. And then he in the hall, he was talking to me, and he said he wants me to do it, but I didn't really have time, and neither did he.
We might be doing our radio show from Sirius. We might. We'll know next week. I'll be in Montreal on the Friday.
How could this be interesting to people? Just like,
well, so we know because we're gonna have a live audience.
Like my Twitter feed is basically just me being like, "Hey, watch me on this. See me on this. I did this." Now we're making the podcast that. Oh, do me on this.
No, I'm just saying this to because it'll be a live event.
Yeah, who gives a shit? So there's two people in fucking Montreal. They're like, oh well, maybe I'll go see that.
Well, if they tell 10 friends each. Then we'll have 20.
Yeah, but you don't even know. There's like, hey, foot soldiers in Montreal, get out there. What? We don't know yet. We don't know for sure yet.
Well,
so.
it's 50-50. 60-40.
Do you understand my point, though?
Yes, I know. I'm really exhausted today.
Well, then don't do the podcast. I said do it tomorrow morning. What do you have to do tomorrow? Tell the people what you have to do.
I have to go to a funeral. My mother's funeral.
Your mother's funeral.
Yeah.
Rich's mother died, and she's been sick for a really long time.
Yeah, she died on the 10th hole.
So you finished golfing and then
I didn't finish.
I mean, you were like, you came home. I mean, you ended the golf, and then you were like, why didn't I finish? Because you realize she's still dead. I mean, if she was like,
yeah,
dying,
then you run. Will you quit?
Something.
Get a tissue.
It's not that. It's like,
well, then why is your finger?
It's not
flirting with
nose.
It?
It's like there's a piece of dry skin or something. He's like,
oh, is that what they call it now? Dry skin.
Stop it.
There's dry skin on your arms. Please. There's boogies in your nose.
I don't even want to do this podcast.
Why?
Really. I never do. And people are like, if you don't want to do it, then go fuck yourself and stop doing it. It's like, I wish I could, but I have a husband. This would be like if after we got divorced, I was like, he forced me to do a podcast I didn't want to do.
If we get divorced, we still got to do the podcast.
He forced me to do a radio show that I didn't want to do. People would be like, who cares? You could have left. You didn't have to do it. They don't
act like you don't want to do the radio show or the podcast. Because how many people came up to you in L.A. said they listened to the podcast?
Yeah, and it's so embarrassing. It really is. Like, I keep thinking, like, because I'm trying to pretend I'm somebody, like, greater. And then if they listen to the podcast, there's no more pretension. It's like, oh, so you know.
Pretension isn't a word. There's no more pretending.
Okay, whatever you say there.
You think pretension is a word?
Yes, I do.
No.
Okay. Well, I've read a book before. So.
No, I've read tons of books.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
In the last 10 years?
None.
None, zero.
I haven't read it since I met you. I used to read nonstop, and people know that.
What?
Oh, you remember all the books out there? All my books.
Well, you keep acting like four books is like all those four. Books.
There was
all
100
those
books.
No, there wasn't.
25 at least. You want me to name some?
No, I don't.
Dean
this
Martin.
Is not fun.
Dino.
Podcasting.
Yes, I can. Sammy
Why
Davis.
Why don't you talk about your mother died? That is actually an interesting topic.
Oh, yeah. My mother died.
Okay, great.
She was,
thanks, everybody.
No, hold on. She was sick for many years. I didn't realize how many years that she was in a nursing home.
Yeah.
You know.
It was 10 years.
It's in the last, I can't even tell you, 4 or 5.
Yeah, it's not
just
been
no
good.
Communication whatsoever. Right.
So it was a bit of a blessing. She let go. Good. But then?
Oh, we went to the funeral home.
Well, you went in and did radio. We kept...
Tuesday night I did radio. She died.
And then Wednesday
afternoon.
Morning.
Yeah. And then
did
on the way back from radio, I went to the funeral home to make arrangements.
Met your sister at the funeral home.
Yes.
And you guys were out of your fucking minds. That poor guy who was doing... the funeral.
What did my sister say to you?
First of all, he introduced himself. He was, you know, to everyone. And then he goes, oh, Rich and Nancy. And he goes, and I go, I'm Bonnie. He goes, Wanda or Maggie, or he got the name wrong. And then you go, that's what I call her. Something like dumb like that. And then your sister goes, I call her my new mommy. The guy was like, what the fuck? So crazy. And then you guys kept kind of arguing about stupid shit. Then when it came to getting the caskets.
Well, I do a whole bit on funerals, but this is part of it.
Stop saying it. Stop saying it, Rich.
Okay, go ahead.
People are going to go see you. They're going to see your funeral, but they're going to go, oh, that makes sense. We know that his brother died, and we know that his mom died. We get that he has it. But you can't fucking not talk about going and dealing with it. If you're going to have a fucking podcast, you can't just like, well, I talk about water, so we're not going to talk about water on the podcast. You got to let fucking... This is why I can't do the podcast, because I always come across as such a fucking raving lunatic.
You are.
But it's not fun because you're like, who
does
that?
Those caskets were so expensive.
This is the thing that people don't know, is that we were on our radio show Tuesday night, and somebody brought up funeral, or we were talking about it, and you kept going, I do that as a bit. That's part of my bit.
I don't want to
whenever
say, yeah,
anybody
was
talking, stop it.
But I'll tell you why.
No, and then we were on O&J, and you kept going, well, of course we were talking about your mom died. You're like, my mom died. And then people would talk, you go, I do that as a bit. That's part of my bit.
Yeah,
so nobody can fucking say anything.
I don't want them to think I
Who
cook it.
Nobody thinks that?
I don't want them
Nobody to... thinks it, Rich.
We got new neighbors upstairs.
I don't care.
We got new neighbors.
No. Nope.
They're going to think you're a lunatic. They think you're hitting me.
I'll tell them to listen to the podcast. They'll know soon enough.
They think you're screaming. They can hear you upstairs.
Stop it, Rich. You got to stop saying it.
Talking.
I do.
All right,
I do that as a bit. I do that as a bit. I get it. You have an hour-long fucking bit on funerals. Good.
Don't give it
Great.
Away.
Nobody gives a shit. Do you not get it?
Yes. Why do you get so mad?
Because
you get so mad over the littlest
things.
Because
you won't ever. Because when normal people have conversations where they go, oh, and they explain something to you, then you go, oh, I get it. Or, right, I see your point. However, I'm saying this for this reason or whatever. Not you. You just completely push back.
Can I give my reason why I say I have a bit on it?
Not until you say, oh, I get what you're... I get how that must be annoying because we've been talking about your mother's death for the last three fucking days, and anytime anybody brings up funeral, you stop the conversation and say, I do that as a bit.
I don't, not any time. But I'll tell you why.
You have been every single time.
You exaggerate. People don't know how much you exaggerate. And I said it
Rich,
twice.
They can listen. Go ahead and listen to our radio show. It's available on Sirius On Demand. Go ahead and listen
how
to O&J
on
Friday. Friday's show. It's O&J On Demand, Friday's episode. We were on with Doug Benson. That's probably an easy way to find it.
That was fun.
Not Friday. Wednesday. Wednesday. O&J On Demand.
How do you get the on-demand, do you know?
I don't know, but you know what? I bet they know if they have the app or whatever, they can figure it out. It's no problem. So you go ahead, listen to those two things, and then you let me know.
You, Bonnie?
If.
How will they let you
if
on
I'm
Twitter?
Exaggerating on the fact that he brought up 27 times, count them out, that he does a bit about funerals.
So what happened? So we're in the funeral home.
Am I allowed to talk about this? Or if you say it one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to throw the microphone and I'm going to walk out.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. I'm just going to grab my keys and I'm going to leave.
You're not going to do that.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
In your workout clothes?
Yes. I will go to Starbucks. I don't know what I'll do. I'll just leave here.
You don't drink coffee at night.
They have other things. They have iced tea. Let's get a water.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Where were we at?
So at one point, the guy leaves, and Rich and Nancy, his sister, start getting into a fight about the money.
No, we're getting
the funeral.
Fight.
Well, you were both like.
No, I was just trying to see what the insurance is paying.
Right.
And what I have to pay.
So you were. So there was a discussion then.
Yeah, it wasn't a fight.
Slightly heated discussion about the amount of money that was going to happen. And then the guy, you said, how much is this going to cost? And the guy goes, well, let me come back with the thing and da-da-da. So then he shows the coffins, and then he's showing, like, the higher-end ones. And then Rich goes, Liz looks at the paper, and he goes, I actually like the natural one better. It's like $1,500 cheaper. Do you think you were fooling anyone with that?
It looked good.
I had to leave the room. I was, like, started giggling. Then I had to go. I was like, where's the bathroom? I actually think that the natural one is the nicest. I like that look. I've always... You know what mother loved? Nature. And this one's natural. This one's pure natural. And also, this is the other hard part, is that Rich and his sister, whom... If you want to know what she's like, it's like exactly like Rich... Except super liberal and super rich. Okay? And they both call their parents mommy and daddy.
When you called your father, Tay, you go, is daddy's birthday or is daddy there?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
If I did, then shoot me in the face. There's no possible. I couldn't have done it because my family would have ridiculed me. There's no way that I said that. We stopped using mommy and daddy probably at like 8.
Well, you know, I mean
8 o'clock this morning.
These guys, these funerals are so expensive. This is the second one I'm paying for in 2 years. They're fucking the price of the
why didn't get cremated?
The plot went up $2,000 in 2 years.
I know.
Not the plot, you know, like the theme.
The ground. I like how they always say like, well, the price to open up the ground. Yeah. Like, oh, to dig it out?
Yeah, with a fucking backhoe is $3,000. Nice. You know.
Well, we are opening fee.
You know, and then
the ground opening fee.
The guy looked at me weird when I asked if anybody builds their own coffin or makes
their own. Oh, yeah. Then Rich asked if he was, does anybody build their own coffin?
Make their own coffin.
The guy was like, no.
Yeah, like, why do you have to buy a coffin?
But also, he was so like, I'm sorry for your loss. And you guys were like, yeah. Anyway, we got to get this over with.
Yeah, but how can you know what? Why do you have to buy a coffin from a funeral home? We should open a coffin, selling coffins that are fucking half the price.
Oh my God.
Holy fuck.
Get an app. A coffin app.
No, but I mean, why do you have to get it there?
The coffin app is genius.
On eBay or buy your coffin.
I wonder, there probably is.
I mean, the cheapest one was $1,700. You could easily make one for a fucking $1,000.
Well, you get a local
woodsman.
Woodsman? No. Carpenter, I believe they're called.
No.
Good guess. We could call one of the caskets the woodsman, if you'd like. Carpenter, and then you say, these are all handmade. They're beautiful.
Yeah. I don't get that. I think we should go on that show, Shark Tank.
With our coffin thing. But then probably like the funeral home is like, well, it's like a corking fee. You know, like if you bring your own wine to a restaurant, they charge you $20 to open it. There's probably some kind of like corking fee to bring your own casket.
No, if you tell the funeral home, look, this is a family tradition we've been
doing. So the casket company then charges you to take the casket over there.
Yeah.
A delivery charge.
Yeah.
And then a charge to take it to the... Well, then I guess then the funeral home
takes it to the grave.
Does all the other charges that it normally does.
Yeah. Want to look into this business?
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing I want more than to be some kind of undertaker.
I'm exhausted, folks. I'm sorry if I'm not holding up my end of the bargain this one. The last three have been great. So
you stop know. It. That's the worst way to do a podcast. That is the to be like, our last three were good, so
this one,
go fuck yourselves.
No, I'll tell you, I'm super tired. I
don't think enough of you have been going to Amazon.com/RichVoss or whatever it is.
No, Amazon.com.
No, Amazon.com/RichVoss.
No, Amazon.RichVoss.com.
Oh, well.
Amazon.RichVoss.com.
And if you're not using the link, guess what? We're not fucking trying. There, boom.
No, that's not the reason. I'm just so tired.
Is it not the reason?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
No, I'm going to tell you.
It's just really because you're tired? You're not trying to withhold from your audience so they'll go to Amazon. Once we start getting our money from Amazon.com, you're going to see these podcasts really take off. They're going to be great. They're talking about their own podcast again, Sandy. It's so meta. It's crazy. He's tired. That's what he says. She says it's because he wants us to go to Amazon.com.
Amazon.richfoss.com. No, I got up early this morning with my daughter to take her to the bus.
Riveting.
Take her to the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Then I played golf, but I played from the tips today.
What does that mean?
From where the pros play.
Oh, I had to hit it 2 extra feet.
Oh, really? It was only 2? Fucking the tips at Neshannock Valley.
What do you
usually
do, the ladies tee off?
No, I do the blue tees.
Oh, the blue tees.
Yes. Yeah, I played the tips today. And
why'd you do that?
because the other two guys that are playing with go, we're playing the tips. So I go, oh, I'm going to play the tips too.
And so all this time when you're saying like, oh, that you're, you know, whatever, 80 or 79 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's not real because you're not playing from the tips.
Well, the tip, no, it is real.
It's not real.
It is real.
No.
It's not Israel. It is real.
Yes. We love wordplay here on. If you love wordplay the way we love wordplay, go to amazon.richcom.com.
It's amazon.richvoss.com. Get it right. It's your fucking money in the bank.
I don't need money.
Amazon.richvoss.com. No, I play the blues. You know, this course I play.
What are you, a fucking jazz musician?
I play the blues.
Oh, more wordplay, everybody. Oh, that's wonderful. Rich played the tips today, and then after dinner tonight,
I went and worked out too. After that, I went to.
Oh my god!
I went to the gym.
What a day!
And did
what
fucking.
So how does he stay so young?
Well, 21
sets. You
gotta
play the tips. You gotta work out, and then you gotta play tennis after dinner with your wife. She wins 4 in a row. 4 in a row. Did you win any? None. He won none.
First.
That's because I played the tips today.
I played the tips and then.
I played the tips.
And I did 21 sets at the gym. 12 sets of back, 12 sets of back, and 9 sets of fucking triceps. Okay? So I played
that. He's talking about his workout, Sandy. Get in here. Doesn't get any more exciting than this.
21 sets, then dinner. Delicious. Left over everything with some made new stuff in it.
Stop it. You're the worst person on the planet. That's like your, is that your fucking cooking show? Okay, today it's just leftover stuff. It's like a couple of new things made and then leftover stuff.
Then I went.
Join us for a wonderful walk.
Then I went to the market and got some food.
The market?
Yeah, I went to the market. I got bananas and I got Ezekiel bread. What?
You used to make fun of me and my Ezekiel bread.
Well, because it doesn't have any sugar in it and all that crap, which I'm trying to quit. So? I went to Cabo. Right. I just got back from Cabo.
You got back.
Cabo San Lucas.
Remember last couple podcasts ago when he said Cabo 89 times?
Well, I stayed at this resort. I stayed at this place called Mi Cabo. Okay, one, it's like a 5-star resort. Two.
He's really picked up the pace, folks. He's
every
excited.
Fucking meal was comped. And they're all like top chef meal. Like, I would have an omelet in the morning with lobster and crab on it.
Oh, my God. Too
lobster
much.
Crab. Omelet with lobster and
crab.
I don't
even like lobster and crab.
I'm just saying, on the deck overlooking the ocean, right by
the
ocean.
By yourself, though. Didn't you want someone to share
it with?
No,
there was other comics there.
Who?
It was that other comic.
Dudes?
Mark Riccadonna and then JJ.
Was he, like, as you're digging into your delicious omelet, were you like, thank God I'm here with Mark Riccadonna?
And James
Thank God
DiVincetto.
I'm sharing this moment with who?
James. JJ. Comedy.
Oh. I don't know if I ever knew his last name. That's not his last name.
Deben.
Oh, yeah, you're saying it wrong.
How?
I don't know, but that's not right.
Well, and then, you know, and then the manager...
James was there?
He booked it, yeah. He's friends with the manager of the place who runs the
whole
place.
He's lost a lot of weight, so was he eating all the...
Yeah, he went nuts. But no, he did pretty good. But the guy that ran the whole place is friends with him and would come and join us for breakfast or lunch.
All worthwhile.
We're having... You know, I mean, dinner was five. It was unbelievable. I played the best golf courses.
From the tips?
No, not those courses. Mm-mm. No way.
That would have taken all day.
No way.
And how were the shows?
Friday was tough. It was a tough, but Saturday was good. Saturday we killed. I killed. Mark was a little buzzed, had a couple drinks all day long.
Oh,
by the
God.
Pool.
I can't do day drinking.
He drank by the pool all day. And
no,
then was,
that's stupid.
Then because all the I don't drink.
I would have to take a nap after
all the alcohol was comped. Everything was comped.
Oh,
anything from the
hookers.
Anything
comped.
I don't. Anything from you know the you know in the room in the in the what do
you
they call
that I was there with you.
Yeah, we had a great time. I kept saying I wish my wife was here. And then they were also doing a Victoria's Secret.
Is that when you were cuddling with Mark Riccadonna?
They also did.
I wish my wife was here.
They also did a Victoria's Secret photo shoot.
I can't keep up. I can't be the color commentary to your story any longer.
Why? They had a Victoria?
I'm trying to make it funny and interesting for the people, but
it is interesting if you quit interrupting.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to just let you tell it.
If
they leave, they leave.
They had a Victoria model photo shoot there. Two Victoria models walking around, and I got one picture. I took one.
What is the models?
Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
Why, what did I say?
You just said Victoria. Two Victoria models walking around.
Victoria's Secret models.
Which made me think that they were Victorian.
And they were doing this photo shoot.
Yes.
And I snuck by with my camera and I took a picture. I have two pictures of one of the girls standing against the wall. I'll show it to you later.
You're so
But I have
naughty.
A picture before it comes out in Victoria's Secret catalog, or wherever it's going to go, I don't know. And there was two of them. There was a guy model too, I think. I don't know if he was, but I know they were. So as we're eating lunch, you know, we're sitting there looking over the ocean. A yacht pulls up with a helicopter on it. And the guy says, that's his smallest one. He has three of them. That yacht with the helicopter, $1 million a year just to keep it going. $1 million to keep his smallest out of the three. Mm. How much fucking money do these people have in life?
I bet that's a hedge funder.
A helicopter on it. A helicopter, and that's the smallest one.
Mm-hmm.
Three yachts.
Mm-hmm.
The small one, $1 million a year just to keep it afloat. The staff, the gas, everything. $1 million a year. To keep one boat, your smallest one out of three, with a helicopter? You get what I'm saying. Money. So we're eating lunch, looking at the yacht with the helicopter. To our left, Victoria's Secret models, you know, being shot, not, you know, photo. And, you know, we're eating
not
fucking...
Not dead.
No. And we're eating top-notch, five-star food. That's after I played golf. Then I said, you know what, work out a little, go sit by the pool. But the only thing about the pool, they had DJs there playing that loud techno music. Not my style. Play a little Cat Stevens, some nice mellow music by the pool. But it's a party place.
I'm going to go, Sandy. This is boring. I'm going to leave. I'm turning it off. I'll be right in.
If you're ever going to Cabo San Lucas, go to Mi Cabo. That resort is fucking amazing. The guy showed us there was a room, 10,000 a night. In that room, 10,000 a night, there was a DJ spinning, you know, in case you want to spin, if you're a DJ. You know, the whole setup in the fucking 10,000 a night room.
In case you have some people over.
And you want to spin. I guess they get a lot of fucking, you know, musicians and rappers or whatever, or whoever does that spinning stuff.
Sure sound like you know what you're talking about.
It was very fun. It was a good time.
And so was this. So thanks a lot, everybody, for hanging in there. Remember, our podcasts are going to get better if you go
to Amazon.
This is an example of how bad it can get if you don't go to amazon.richvoss.com.
Yeah, this wasn't...
There's no forward slash?
No, it's amazon.richvoss.com. How many times do I got to say it?
I know, but I realize that that's what you said before, but I also thought perhaps you were wrong.
I wasn't wrong. Amazon.richvoss.com.
Got it. Okay.
When is our live show?
June 7th. That's on Tuesday. Come on down. $10 a ticket.
Where at?
It's going to sell out.
Where at?
At the Village Underground. Go to their website and get a ticket.
I don't think we said a lot. I hope a lot of people don't listen to this podcast. And this is...
That's how I feel every single time.
No, I'm going to tell the truth. This is after Memorial Day weekend. We're all tired. Golf, tennis, workout.
Put your kids to bed. Put your feet up. Listen to Rich and Bonnie's podcast and just drift right off to sleep.
I'm telling you, dead mother. There's a lot of shit that, you know...
Dead mother?
My mother died.
Oh, God.
I can't, you know...
It's awful the way you said it like that.
No, I'm saying the podcast and all that.
Oh, you should. I don't think you've been using it as an excuse enough.
I didn't use it once.
We could have used this to not do a podcast. Why didn't we think of that?
I didn't use it once. I'm not using my mother's death to.
Used it twice.
I didn't.
Rich's mom died. I can't.
I did make Lenny Marcus feel uncomfortable during the radio show.
He said, tell Lenny to ask me about my mom. So I said, Lenny. ask Rich about his mom. He's got a funny story. So then Lenny was like, hey, how's your mom? And she go, she died this morning. So awful. Such a mean thing. All right, folks.
And, I was going to do it. Well, whatever. Anyhow, listen, I'm sorry about this one. I'm sorry that you had to sit through it. What?
Don't apologize.
You know what? I can't help it. Sometimes you just come in and you're fucking fried. You know, we had to do it tonight to put it out for Friday. You know, so whatever.
I don't think it was that bad.
I think it stunk.
Well, I think it's a good, you know what? Like, sometimes it's good to do one under, you know, so then they go, hey, I hope you appreciate those other ones that were great.
And this Friday,
remember
Saturday,
the last three? All right, bye everybody.
You're
thanks
at the stand, aren't you?
Yeah, Friday.
And Friday she's at the stand. I'm at the Comedy Shop. Friday and Saturday, go to their website, Comedy Shop. Shoppe. Amazon.richvoss.com. Listen, we're next one. I promise. I got to apologize when you know. Fuck it. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.